And good afternoon, folks. This is Dr. Miola with Nutrimost of Flemington and Get Healthy Hunterdon. We're going to get started here today, and we've got some great information for you. So let's get started here. First of all, everybody wants to know, what's the weather going to be like? So today, sunny and underlined hot with a near high of 97. The heat index values are as high as 101. South wind 3 miles per hour, and that's not really going to help too much. Tonight, patchy fog after midnight, otherwise mostly clear with a low around 72 degrees. Southwest wind from 3 to 6 miles per hour. Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 95. The heat index values are as high as 104. Calm wind becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation is a low 30%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Expect higher amounts possible during those thunderstorms. Tuesday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 8 p.m. Patchy fog after 2 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low around 72. Wind is calm. Chance of precipitation is only 30%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Expect higher amounts possible around that. How about that Wednesday, Independence Day, the 4th of July. Scattered showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 90 degrees. Calm wind becoming south around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation is still hanging out there at around 30%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Expect higher amounts possibly with those thunderstorms. And then to get out there and watch those fireworks and stuff on Wednesday night, the 4th of July. Isolated showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m. Patchy fog after 2 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low around 71 degrees. And again, a chance of precipitation is a low 20%.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And you are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, where, by the way, and stuff, Nutrimost of Flemington won the prestigious Hunterdon Happening Award this year for Best Nutrition and Diet Program in Hunterdon County. So thank you all for voting on that and all. And as we get ready to go into the 4th of July weekend and stuff, we've got some interesting topics to be talking about and go forth and all. So let's get started with that as we are ready here and all. So we're going to be talking about a controversial, or should we say an interesting topic and stuff today. That has to do with taking apple cider vinegar for your health and all. And it's kind of interesting. There's all kinds of pros and cons about it and stuff. And what is it in apple cider vinegar that is supposed to be so healthy and therapeutic for you and all? And what is it that makes apple cider vinegar so much better for you than the regular vinegar, the white vinegars that you say, or the red wine vinegars that are out there and all? So there's a variety of different things. The miracles of apple cider vinegar for a stronger, longer, healthier life. The old adage is true. An apple a day will help keep the doctor away. So what does this apple cider vinegar really propone to do? Helps promote a youthful skin and vibrant, healthy body. Helps remove artery plaque infections and body toxins. Helps fight germs, viruses, bacteria, and mold naturally. Helps retard old age onsets in humans, pets, and get a load of this, farm animals. Helps regulate the calcium metabolism. Helps keep blood the right consistency. Helps regulate women's menstruation, relieves PMS and urinary tract infections. Helps normalize the urine pH, relieving frequent urge to urinate. Helps digestion, assimilation, and helps balance the body's pH. Helps protect against food poisoning, and even brings on relief if you do go ahead and get it. Helps relieve sore throats, laryngitis, and throat tickles, and cleans out the throat and gum toxins. Helps detox the body so sinuses, asthma, and flu sufferers can breathe easier and more normally. Helps banish acne, athlete's foot, soothes burns, sunburns. Helps prevent itchy scalp, baldness, and that dry hair. Helps banish dandruff, rashes, shingles, and ringworm. Helps fight arthritis and helps remove crystals and toxins from joints, tissues, organs, and the entire body. And helps control and normalize that good old body weight. So there's a lot of things that are proponent to be able to help it and all. Just how does it go about doing that and all? So what happens is with this and all, there's been a rash or like a lot of things going on out there as to why it works and why it doesn't and all. But it's really amazing what goes on and all. So natural, undistilled, organic, raw apple cider vinegar can be called one of Mother Nature's most perfect foods, the world's first natural medicine. It is made from fresh, crushed apples, which are then allowed to mature naturally in wooden barrels to boost the natural fermentation. Natural apple cider vinegar is a rich, light golden color. And held to light, you might see tiny formations of cobweb-like substances we call the miracle mother. Usually some mother enzyme settles at the bottom of the bottle as it ages. It never needs refrigeration. You can also save some mother and transfer it to other natural vinegars. When you smell natural apple cider vinegar, often there is a pungent odor, and sometimes it can pucker your mouth and smart your eyes. These are natural good signs. The healthy miracle nutrient that live in the mother substance of organic, unfiltered, fully ripened apple cider vinegar have proven powerful health benefits. Sadly, commercial producers of distilled their vinegars to meet consumer demands that vinegar be clear. In distilling, the vinegar is turned to steam by heating. Therefore, it destroys the powerful mother enzymes and distills out the life-giving minerals such as potassium, phosphorus, natural organic sodium, magnesium, sulfur, iron, copper, natural organic fluorine, silicon, trace minerals, essential amino acids, and many other powerful nutrients, including the pectin, a fiber that helps reduce bad cholesterol and helps to regulate blood pressure. Apple cider vinegar also helps extract calcium from fruits and vegetables, helping to maintain strong bones. Distilling also destroys the natural malic and tartaric acid, which are important in fighting body toxins and inhibiting unfriendly bacteria. Apple cider vinegar is also loaded with potassium. Studies have shown potassium helps prevent hair loss, brittle teeth and nails, sinusitis, runny nose, toxic waste in the body, plus stunted growth. The beta carotene in apple cider vinegar helps fight harmful free radicals and breaks down unwanted fat to aid in weight management. Apple cider vinegar also contains malic acid, which relieves fungal and bacterial infections, as well as helps dissolve the uric acid deposits that form around your aching joints. Again, the old adage, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, is a familiar wise saying to millions. The apple is one of God's great health-giving foods. Apples contain enzymes, boron, iron, minerals, trace minerals, pectin-soluble fiber, and a good source of potassium, which is to the soft body tissues as calcium is to the bone and harder tissues. Potassium is the mineral of usefulness. It is the artery softener, helping keep arteries of the body flexible and resilient. It's a fighter of dangerous bacteria, viruses, and helps dissolve fat. Yes, when you say an apple a day keeps the doctor away, this is good, down-to-earth, old-fashioned folk medicine for vibrant, long-life health. Since the Garden of Eden, the apple has played a vital part in our destiny. People have been eating apples for thousands of years. Apple eaters have a certain healthfulness that non-apple eaters never achieve. Apples are delicious fruits that most people enjoy eating, but we look on the organic apple as more than something good to eat. Potassium is the key mineral in the constellation of minerals. It's so important to every living thing that without it, there would be no life at all. Most humans are potassium deficient, and it reflects in their cell tissues and throughout their entire body. Look around you. How many people do you see that have the super apple glow of health? We're going to take a little commercial break, and we'll be right back with some more of this interesting material.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Mueller from Nutrimost of Flemington, where we have customized, designed, specific healthcare and weight loss programs for the individual that is ready to lose the weight permanently. Well, get your dance shoes on. Doesn't cost you a dime to come. Rain or shine, we've got coming back again this year, Salsa Night on Main Street in Flemington, New Jersey on Saturday, July the 21st. From 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. or whenever the music stops playing. Live bands, dancing, food, shopping, beer and wine garden, and more. So come on down and have a great time. We've been there for many of the years there and all, and it's always turned out to be a great and fun-filled night there and all. So please come on and set that up on your calendar. So let's continue on and see where we're going with this apple cider vinegar and all. Millions suffer from potassium deficiencies. Millions of people living in today's civilization and eating commercialized processed foods have a potassium deficiency. The skin and muscle tone are bad. The flesh does not cling firmly to the body's bony framework. Lines and wrinkles fill the face and neck. The hair is brittle. One sign is flabby, excessive skin hanging over the eyes. If the potassium deficiency continues, the prolapsing eyelids progress. Soon people are looking out of slits instead of wide-opened eyes. Thousands have turned to eyelid surgery to correct droopy eyelids, also called hooded eyelids, that roll down and rest on their eyelashes, causing eye strain, headaches, and a multitude of other conditions. If an eye doctor suggests corrective surgery for this, the insurance company usually honors the claim. It's an in-and-out-of-local procedure. It's wise to have a board-certified eye surgeon. People wrongly blame their age for their droopy eyes, lids, skin changes, and lack of muscle tone. But the truth is, you must have potassium to build and maintain youthful, healthy tissue. If you don't get required amounts of potassium daily, you soon acquire an old age looking and feeling condition. This premature aging is usually due to a potassium deficiency and unhealthy living. It is the same in your flowers and your vegetable garden. Potassium is necessary for the health production of the substances that give rigidity to plant stems and increase the resistance to the many diseases that attack plants. Potassium is also the powerful element that changes seeds into plants and beautiful flowers by progressive development. If plants become deficient in potassium, they stop their growth. If the potassium deficiency is not corrected, the plant slowly starts to wither, turns yellow, and dies. The same is true of animals and humans with a potassium deficiency. There is a slow degeneration leading to death of the cells, which then leads to death of life. Some body signs of potassium deficiencies. So bone and muscle aches and pains, especially the lower back. The body feels heavy, tired, and it's an effort to move. Shooting pains when straightening up after leaning over. Dizziness upon straightening up after leaning over. Morning dull headaches upon rising and when stressed. dull, faded-looking hair that lacks sheen and luster. The scalp is itchy and dry. Dandruff, premature hair thinning, or balding may occur. The hair is unmanageable. It mats, often looks straw-like, and is sometimes extremely dry and other times oily. The eyes itch, feel sore and uncomfortable, and appear bloodshot and watery. Also, eyelids may be granulated with white matter collecting in the corners. The eyes tire easily and will not focus as they should. You tire physically and mentally with the slightest effort. Loss of mental alertness and onset of confusion, making decisions difficult. The memory fails, making you forget familiar names and places you should easily remember. You become easily irritable and impatient with family, friends, and loved ones, and even with your business and social acquaintances at times. You feel nervous, depressed, in a mental fog, and have a difficulty getting things done due to mental and muscle fatigue. Sadly, even the slightest effort can leave you exhausted, upset, and sometimes even trembling. At times, your hands and feet get chilled, even in warm weather, which is a strong sign of this potassium deficiency. Potassium deficiency is a proven contributing cause of many illnesses, including arthritis, kidney stones, diabetes, adrenal insufficiency, celiac disease, stroke, high blood pressure, coronary artery disease, ulcerative colitis, lupus, hypothyroidism, irritable bowel syndrome, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, myasthenia gravis, arterial fibrillation, Crohn's disease, and arterial sclerosis. Refined foods and flours remove vital potassium, which causes poor health. Robbed grains. Here's an interesting thing. When we had talked to the Zen family from Ringo's and how he grows non-genetically modified foods and takes it over to the mill there in Pennsylvania, gets it grounded, and then sells it over at the Brick Farms eatery there in Hopewell and stuff, robbing grains. The miller refines and processes our grains to get white flour that will keep for years on the shelves. That becomes the staff of death. Even bugs have more sense. They won't eat it because it has been robbed of its potassium and vital life-giving nutritional qualities. Shocking loss of potassium and nutrients in making white flour. In milling wheat, the miller refines out 25 important food elements, including vital amino acids, vitamin E, bran, the rich B-complex vitamins, and potassium. Cows fed refined grain, with the potassium milled out and de-germed, die early of heart failure. The more they refine vital potassium out of food, the sicker Americans get. People waste money, time, and energy and suffer the loss of health by being sick. The number one health plan should be to teach Americans how to live a healthy lifestyle that maintains health by correctly eating and living habits. Healthy nutrition will create bones that last a lifetime, cells that resist disease, and arteries that stay healthy, cholesterol-free, and unclogged. Potassium deficiencies can stunt growth and shorten lifespan. We have enjoyed making 10 scientific health expeditions throughout the world, studying the health and longevity growth of various races and people. We found areas where the topsoil was deficient in potassium, and the people living off food grown from the potassium-deficient soil were prone to be stunted in growth and have a shorter lifespan. The pygmies of Africa are stunned and short-lived. The same is true of the Arctic Eskimos. In their daily diet, they just do not get the required amounts of potassium and other minerals that are so important to grow health and longer life. Potassium is necessary for pH balance of your body and for normal blood pressure regulation. Potassium is also needed for muscle growth, nervous system, and brain function. It's found in many different fruits and vegetables. Potassium is the key mineral in the constellation of minerals. It's so important to every living thing that without it, there would be no life. Potassium deficiency produces senility. Throughout the world, there are millions of senile, premature old people. Many don't know their own names, nor can they recognize their family or closest friends. They are just barely existing. It might seem that they have degenerated so much that it's almost a hopeless task to try to save them. But please try. We feel they can be restored to useful lives if the toxic poisons are flushed from their bodies and the nutritional deficiencies, whether it's vitamins, potassium, niacin, and stuff, are corrected. Miracle Potassium cleans your arteries. Years ago, there was selected four senile people who felt that this company could help. We put them on the Bragg's Healthy Lifestyle and the Apple Cider Vinegar Drink and healthy food rich in potassium. Out of the four, we were able to save three of them. All three left the convalescent home where they had been confined and became healthy, happy, and self-sufficient. Two of them made remarkable recoveries. One went back to contracting and building at 80, and the other, in his mid-80s, resumed his accounting career. Most senile people suffer from a clogged artery system. Potassium is to the soft tissues of the body as calcium is to hard structure. The potassium goes into the clogged, caked arteries and cleans out the rust and the dirt, just like vinegar water removes grime from the windows. One can't think clearly if arteries are heavily clogged with cholesterol and toxic poisons. Potassium might be called the great detergent of the arteries. Potassium slows down hardening of the artery and clogging processes that cause deadly harm to the whole cardiovascular system. Organic, raw apple cider vinegar contains miraculous potassium that makes flesh of farm animals healthier and more tender. There is very little doubt in the animal and man that the main function of potassium is to keep tissues healthy, soft, and pliable, which helps to prevent heart attacks and strokes. We're going to take a little commercial break here, and we will be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI says a man's been arrested for planning a terror attack in downtown Cleveland on the 4th of July. The FBI says it started getting reports a year ago that the man was making statements in support of Al-Qaeda.
Facebook posts, quite frankly, were disturbing.
FBI Special Agent Stephen Anthony says the suspect is a U.S. citizen named Demetrius Pitts.
As he was expressed a willingness to conduct a U.S.-based attack.
They say Pitts was arrested after the undercover investigation had him walking downtown Cleveland streets, conducting reconnaissance on what he thought would be a large-scale attack on Independence Day. President Trump's longtime personal lawyer Michael Cohen hinting he may cooperate with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Cohen telling ABC News that the president is not his first loyalty, but family and the country are. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumer spending on tourist attractions skyrocketed up 22% last summer compared to the previous year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for maximizing financial rewards this summer.
With the right credit card, these adventures can also earn rewards for your wallet. My favorite is Bank of America's Premium Rewards credit card. I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel activities like amusement parks and aquariums. If you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points on every purchase, which could add up to 3.5 points per dollar on every travel and dining purchase. Also, during the first full weekend of every month, Bank of America cardholders, including premium rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
The nation's biggest business organization is battling President Trump on tariffs. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce launching a campaign today opposing the president's trade tariff policies, aggressively detailing how much money tariffs imposed now by other nations are going to cost each state. Canadian tariffs on over $12 billion worth of U.S. goods took effect yesterday. Democrats are against the president's choice to replace Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, and he hasn't even named a nominee yet. Senate Democrat Dick Durbin says the president's already told Americans he'll seek a nominee who'll overturn Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion nationwide.
Equally important, he's looking for someone on the court who will make sure that they rule that the Affordable Care Act's protection of those with pre-existing conditions is unconstitutional.
Durbin speaks on Fox News Sunday. President Trump telling Fox it is possible with his next nominee, the high court could soon overturn Roe v. Wade. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A tour boat explodes in the Bahamas over the weekend, leaving at least one American tourist dead and 10 other people injured. Royal Bahamas police say the boat was carrying 10 tourists and two Bahamians when an engine exploded, setting the boat on fire on Saturday morning. An American woman was killed. Four other Americans were airlifted to a hospital in Florida. And the U.S. Coast Guard says others are being treated at a hospital in Nassau. No word on the cause of that explosion. The suspense is over. The NBA's LeBron James announcing he's agreed to a four-year, $154 million deal with LA's Lakers.
The superstar will now lead a young Lakers team that has been overmatched in recent years while rebuilding. This is the third time in 8 years James has changed teams. He returned to the Cavs in 2014 after four seasons in Miami. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And today is World UFO Day, dedicated to the existence of unidentified flying objects. UFO buffs are using the day to commemorate the alleged UFO crash in Roswell, New Mexico, back in 1947. World UFO Day is meant to raise awareness about sightings and to encourage the government to be more open about UFO incidents. Remember, you can cite us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we're sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington. When we're looking at the major schedule here and all, we've got the Corn, Tomato, and Beer Festival coming up on Saturday, August the 4th. So this is giving you some plenty of time to get it marked on your calendar and stuff. In the Corn and Tomato Capital of the USA, held in the heart of Flemington's Artesian District at Stangel Road, this foodies, beer lovers, and family-friendly events will feature an expansive microbrewery, beer garden, live music, great food, and family entertainment. That's going to run from noon to 8 p.m. Rain date is Sunday, August the 5th. For more information, visit exploreflemington.com. That's the Corn, Tomato, and Beer Festival on Saturday, August the 4th. As we're moving along here and stuff, we've got some interesting things. Now, one of the things we want to make clear is that we're using Bragg's or natural apple cider vinegar with the mother components to it and stuff, not the distilled and the clear apple or vinegar that you see in the stores. That's actually made from corn, and it's distilled out and stuff to give that clear color that has become so very common in many of our kitchens and eateries and things like that. So when you want to start looking at better health and stuff, we need to go more towards organic apple cider vinegar. And one of the major brands that's out there is Bragg, B-R-A-G-G. That was founded and put together and really promoted by Paul C. Braggs and then his daughter, Patricia Braggs. And they had quite a successful career with going around the not just the country but around the world proponing good health with staying fit, eating well, and having positive thoughts. So very, very important to put all those things together. Dr. Carroll, Eternal Life Study Success. There was a Nobel Prize winner scientist, Dr. Alexis Carrig of the Rockefeller Institute in New York City in 1912, kept the cells of an embryo chicken heart alive and healthy for over 35 years by daily monitoring its complete nutrition, cleaning, and elimination. A chicken's lifespan averages only 7 years. Apple cider vinegar was given to the chicken embryo daily for its full quota of potassium. Dr. Carroll definitively proved to the entire world that the body has a seed of eternal life. He could have continued this experiment indefinitely to give the embryo immortality, but felt 35 years proved the point that man kills himself by his wrong habits of overeating and living an unhealthy lifestyle. This study showed us the importance of nutrition, cleansing, and how apple cider vinegar is vital to life, health, and longevity. So it's always interesting that goes on. One of the greatest benefits of apple cider vinegar is that it detoxifies both the bloodstream and various organs of the body. Apple cider vinegar acts as a purifier, breaking down fatty mucus and phlegm. It also prevents your urine from becoming excessively alkaline, assisting your vital organs, kidneys, bladder, and liver. Apple cider vinegar also helps promote healthy blood flow to your heart, your brain, as well as your entire body. Other incredible benefits of apple cider vinegar are the relief of constipation, headaches, arthritis, indigestion, diarrhea, eczema, sore eyes, chronic fatigue, mild food poisoning, as well as high blood pressure and heartburn symptoms. Animals and pets can greatly benefit taking Bragg's apple cider vinegar. From cats, dogs, to parrots, to chickens, to horses, to cows, oh my gosh. It deters insects such as fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes, relieves skin and ear problems, prevents intestinal upsets, reduces excessive weight, promotes a healthy, shiny coat, eliminates cat urine odor, and even takes away that awful smell of stinky skunks. So you can see how well it works both on, you know, our four-legged furry friends as well as on us. Let's assure you there is nothing in wonderful organic raw apple cider vinegar that can harm your body. People ask us about the merits and benefits of apple cider, and you can see from that list that we read from that it's just amazing how well it works and all. Apple cider vinegar kills germs, viruses, mold, and bacteria. Recent studies showed a straight 5% solution of vinegar, apple cider vinegar, kills 99% of bacteria, 82% of common mold, and 80% of germs and viruses. It's a great germ and virus fighter in homes, kitchens, baths, and hospitals, labs, and almost anywhere these things grow. Some mix it with water to wash windows as it removes sludge and keeps them sparkling clean, as Bragg's apple cider does for the body. Apple cider vinegar has hundreds of uses, and its versatility is legendary as a powerful household cleaner, deodorizing agent, and disinfectant, and it's free of dangerous chemicals. Now, there's something to see. Why has natural apple cider vinegar disappeared from the grocery store shelves? The blame for the disappearance of natural raw apple cider vinegar from supermarkets lies on the shoulders of the general public, Joe Public, as well as the producers of vinegar. Most people buy food with their eyes, not thinking of good nutrition. Vinegar producers failed to enlighten the public on what powerful health qualities are locked within natural apple cider vinegar. Why? Because they don't know the health values of natural raw organic, unfiltered, cloudy, to some less attractive looking apple cider vinegar with the mother in it. They produced pasteurized, refined, distilled vinegars because the public preferred it. Filling current supply and demand tragically removed the priceless, miraculous mother health benefits. Powerful health qualities they removed. You cannot completely blame the producers of vinegar. They are not nutritionists, nor are they biochemists. Their business is to give the customer what they want. Most people purchase vinegar for flavoring, also for pickling and marinating their food. Some women use it to rinse their hair after shampooing, as it leaves the hair squeaky clean, softer, and much easier to manage. Hippocrates, the father of medicine in the 400 BC, treated his patients with amazing raw apple cider vinegar because he recognized its powerful cleaning and healing qualities. It is a naturally occurring antibiotic and antiseptic that fights germs and bacteria in the body. Commercial vinegars are real tragedies. Then came the real tragedy. The food chemist produced an imitation vinegar from coal tar. It looks clean, white, and tastes like vinegar. Today, it's the most popular vinegar in supermarkets, and it's cheaper than malt vinegar or distilled vinegars. Most people buy these worthless from nutritional component vinegars. There's nothing good about commercial vinegars except they look clean and taste like the perception of what we think vinegar should taste like. They have no health values. They don't contain the health values of organic, raw apple cider vinegar with the mother. Sad fact, millions worldwide never get the health benefits of this natural organic apple cider vinegar as wise Dr. Hippocrates used in the 400 BCs. Many people have some preconceived idea that apple cider vinegar is harmful to them. Instead, it's the diluted, pasteurized, filtered, white, malt, and synthetic dead vinegars that must be avoided for human conception. Nothing transforms a person faster than changing from a negative to a positive attitude. That's pretty heavy there at all. Purify your cells by ridding the body of dangerous toxic waste. Toxic poisons are the cause of most troubles in the human body. Most people do not have sufficient vital force to supply the elimination and eliminating organs with the strength to remove normal waste from the body. The toxins remain and lodge in the joints and organs of the body. We have a name for each symptom that gives us pain and trouble. Certain toxic wastes that are harmful to the whole body are rendered harmless by a miraculous substance in organic raw apple cider vinegar with the powerful mother enzyme. Some scientists call this protective action acidosis. Apple cider vinegar for body purification. It's time for life changes when you feel badly and don't seem to have the human go power and vital force to do the things in life that are necessary. It's time to flush out the energy depleting, problem-causing toxic waste that are clogging your machinery and organs of the elimination. Waste products broken down by this apple cider vinegar process are flushed out. Remember, your important organ of elimination are the bowels, the lungs, the skin, and the kidneys. They are your faithful servants. They work hard 24 hours a day to detox and flush out toxic waste. Many times these eliminative organs need help, and that is when apple cider vinegar comes to their aid. Follow an active apple cider vinegar daily program. In addition, add 1 teaspoon of apple cider vinegar to 6 ounces of salt-free tomato or vegetable juice, carrots or greens, and drink between meals daily. Do a cleansing fast 1 day a weekly and faithfully follow the lifestyle, which is explained in the book. We're going to take a little commercial break here, and we will be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And good afternoon. This is Dr. Mueller with Nutrimost of Flemington and Get Healthy Hunterdon. Boy, do we love our jazz. And coming up this year, Friday, September the 14th, we've got Central Jersey Jazz Festival coming right here to our own Main Street in Flemington. Opening night of the 2018 Central Jersey Jazz Fest will once again take place at the historic Country Courthouse on Main Street in Flemington here. That's Friday, September the 14th, so mark your calendar. Now, let's take a look and see what's going on here and all. Also, apple cider vinegar dilutes cancer-causing toxins by pectin. The soluble fiber in vinegar helps dilute cancer-causing dietary fats through the colon before they can be absorbed. In fact, studies show that a high-fiber diet helps kill colon cancer cells. Apple cider vinegar, we must say, is not a cure-all. It's still very important to eat a variety of antioxidant-rich foods and veggies to help reduce all cancers and stuff. And it's very important for women to get their regular tests and checks yearly, and also for men to go and get theirs done. Eat plenty of raw cabbage, a miracle cleanser and healer. Cabbage raw has amazing properties. It stimulates the immune system, kills bacteria and viruses, heals ulcers, and according to Dr. James Black in Prescription for Cooking and Dietary Wellness, your chances of contracting colon cancer can be reduced by 60% by eating cabbage weekly. A Dr. Saxton Graham states that those who never consumed cabbage were three times more likely to develop colon cancer. A Japanese study shows that people who ate cabbage had the lowest fatality rate from any cancers. Therapeutic benefits have been attributed to cabbage in relation to scurvy, gout, rheumatism, like arthritis, eye disease, asthma, and gangrene. So there's a multitude of things that can really be helping and stuff. And let's take a look at the heart. So for arrhythmias and heart strengthening, the heart, a large muscle, and your master pump uses large amounts of potassium to keep going strong for your entire life. It's the hardest working muscle in your body. Every day, the average heart, which is really your best friend, beats 100,000 times and pumps 2,000 gallons of blood for nourishing your body. In about 70 years, that adds up to more than 360 million heartbeats. Please be good to your heart and start taking care of it. Apple cider vinegar is good for the heart. So as we age, we have become more susceptible to life-threatening diseases. According to the American Heart Association, about one out of every three adults has high blood pressure. Untreated, this can bring on deadly strokes or heart disease. Rather than taking medication, apple cider vinegar can aid in prevention of high blood pressure. The American Medical Association found potassium helps lower blood pressure and hypertension. So it's always interesting to me when somebody comes into my office and they're on high blood pressure medication and stuff, I always have a couple of questions. The first thing is it your urinary system that's not getting rid of the fluids in the system fast enough or at all? Or is it has to do with the cardiovascular system? And that's broken down into two parts. Is it the heart, the pump of this whole circulatory system itself, or is it the arteries, veins, and capillaries that have complications going on? So these are three very, very important questions that, coming from a nutritional standpoint and point of view and stuff, are very key for us as to how we would come up with a dietary and lifestyle change for your condition and all, and move you along into a much healthier state. So always keep those things in mind when the doctor says, "Ooh, I'm going to put you on the lowest dose of high blood pressure that I can. Is it a diuretic, or it has to do with a beta blocker, or it has to do with a cholesterol issue going on?" Remember, cholesterol in most people and stuff, we're going to say generally and stuff, is the body's attempt to patch up holes that are in the arteries, veins, and capillaries and all. You remove the inflammation from the body, so those arteries, veins, and capillaries aren't already stretched to their maximum and stuff, ripping and tearing every time the heart beats. And by eliminating that through reducing your inflammation, that in turn is going to reduce the cholesterol production by the body to help prevent all those things. And we'll see a double-bladed sword coming up with that. So it really works out well like that. Natural foods, food acids serve along with animal proteins are designed to lessen the blood thickening influence of the heavy proteins. In order for blood to circulate freely throughout the body, it must be thin. When blood thickens, it strains the heart. The blood pressure then goes up and a host of other health problems start to come along. Remember, blood has to circulate all over the body through the arteries, blood vessels, and tiny capillaries. It's impossible for blood to circulate freely through these hair-sized pipes when it's thickened with too many heavy protein meals, fats, hardened RO oils, and etc. About 70 million American adults, 29%, have high blood pressure. That's about one in every three American adults. Anyone, even children, can develop high blood pressure. It greatly increases risk for heart disease and stroke, and the first and third leading cause of death in the United States. Taking apple cider vinegar before a meal is beneficial to people with diabetes. Over 86 million Americans are pre-diabetic, and 29 million, or 9.3% of the Americans, have diabetes. Recent studies show taking 1 to 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar before meals is proven to dramatically reduce insulin and glucose spikes in the blood. These spikes can also cause heart disease in people with type 2 diabetes. Research reveals apple cider vinegar beneficial for diabetes. And when we're looking at things and all, especially for my office, apple cider vinegar, miracle for overweight people also. 50% of the American populations are trying to lose weight. Over $65 billion is spent yearly on diet programs and products. Rather than a yo-yo diet, these people need to get on a regular program, and part of that has to do with the Bragg's apple cider vinegar. And just remember, apple cider vinegar will not reduce a person's weight who doesn't control their food intake, but the apple cider drink and a healthy diet of around 1,200 calories daily plus regular exercise will do miracles in reducing excessive weight. Take this fat flushing active cider vinegar drink 3 times daily and stuff, and you'll see how much better it is. Along with a healthy apple cider vinegar drink, There must be healthy reduction in diet. The best diet you consists of a variety of organic fruits, vegetables, salad, greens, and sprouts, raw nuts and seeds, raw steamed and baked and stir-fried veggies, greens, and things of that nature. So it works out good. Thermogenesis, herbs, suppressed appetite, barley greens, spirulina, alfalfa, kelp, sea greens, green drinks also take on an empty stomach before bed and early rising. 500 milligrams of L-carnitine and 200 to 400 micrograms of chromium picolinate to promote weight loss and firming. Portion control, meals, fasting, exercise, apple cider vinegar, drinks, and these herbs can help. So it really works out good. So what you want to do is the apple cider vinegar cocktail. Drink the following apple cider cocktail each morning upon rising. 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons of honey, and a glass filled with distilled water. Add to this 2 drops of liquid iodine made from seaweed sources and stuff, and that's really going to help to move you in the right direction. Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time and stuff, but this was an interesting and very nice way to get into apple cider vinegar and how we're going to add it to our diet. Everybody have a safe and healthy Wednesday, which is the 4th of July, and we'll see everyone next week. So get healthy, Hunterdon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI says a man's been arrested for planning a terror attack in downtown Cleveland on the 4th of July. The FBI says it started getting reports a year ago that the man was making statements in support of Al-Qaeda.
Facebook posts, quite frankly, were disturbing.
FBI Special Agent Stephen Anthony says the suspect is a U.S. citizen named Demetrius Pitts.
As he was expressed a willingness to conduct a U.S.-based attack.
They say Pitts was arrested after the undercover investigation had him walking downtown Cleveland streets conducting reconnaissance on what he thought would be a large-scale attack on Independence Day. President Trump's longtime personal lawyer Michael Cohen hinting he may cooperate with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Cohen telling ABC News that the president is not his first loyalty, but family and the country are. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumer spending on tourist attractions skyrocketed up 22% last summer compared to the previous year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for maximizing financial rewards this summer.
With the right credit card, these adventures can also earn rewards for your wallet. My favorite is Bank of America's Premium Rewards credit card. I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel activities like amusement parks and aquariums. If you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points on every purchase, which could add up to 3.5 points per dollar on every travel and dining purchase. Also, during the first full weekend of every month, Bank of America cardholders, including premium rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
The nation's biggest business organization is battling President Trump on tariffs. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce launching a campaign today opposing the president's trade tariff policies, aggressively detailing how much money tariffs imposed now by other nations are going to cost each state. Canadian tariffs on over $12 billion worth of U.S. goods took effect yesterday. Democrats are against the president's choice to replace Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, and he hasn't even named a nominee yet. Senate Democrat Dick Durbin says the president's already told Americans he'll seek a nominee who'll overturn Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion nationwide.
Equally important, he's looking for someone on the court who will make sure that they rule that the Affordable Care Act's protection of those with pre-existing conditions is unconstitutional.
Durbin's